20 past seven. Residents of Old Brighton have raised concerns about a derelict building on the outskirts of the village. The Lee Manor Hotel has been closed and on the market since 2007, but nothing's been done to it since. And over the years, it's had a few problems. Fires and vandalism have left it looking, let's say, a little worse for wear. But the locals have hope. There is an application in to turn the building into houses. The chairman of the All Brighton Civic Society, Peter Woodman, met up with our reporter Sophie Hughes at the site.
Standing right on the location, on a very, very busy road, what was Lee Manor Hotel. Obviously now it's pretty run down, it's overgrown, there's rubble everywhere. There's even a mattress, there's graffiti. You're actually the chairman of the Civic Society. Is this a cause of concern for you?
Very much so. It's the worst eyesore we've got in All Brighton. And it's a public nuisance. It's a nuisance for the police with the break-ins, with the arson. So we're very concerned. And I think the recent interest in the from the media has probably spurred us into action. We're going to put it near the top of the list of our June meeting of our Civic Society to see if there's any other action that we can take.
You mentioned break-ins and arson. Has there been a lot of that recently then?
There has over the years since it was closed. It was closed in 2007. There have been periodic thefts for metal and copper wire and so forth, but just deliberate arson as well. And the police are appealing for further information because they are very concerned about it as a public nuisance and a hazard to the public generally.
You said 2007, so it's actually been closed an awful long time.
Yeah, 7 years, yes.
Have they tried to do anything with it since then?
Well, as I understand it, the council, Shropshire Council, supported by the parish council, agreed to allow a minor infringement of the Green Belt because this is all Green Belt land. It was built before Green Belt became much more sacrosanct. So that they agreed that there could be permission for housing. And I understand that there was a public auction, I think it was last year, or recently anyway, the public auction did not succeed. The property did not meet its reserve price of £300,000. And as far as the rest is concerned, the owner must have decided that the price is not right and he won't sell. The location isn't ideal with such a busy road, but a good housing, sensitively planned by architects, a good housing development would be much more attractive and good for the village and for the local residents.
That's Peter Woodman from the All Brighton Civic Society talking to Sophie Hughes about Lee Manor. We've spoken to Shropshire Council to find out the progress of the application. They have released this statement. They said, "The planning considerations in the proposal justify the redevelopment of this particular site, subject to the standard signing of a Section 106 agreement for affordable housing contributions. That is the final stage of the approval process." We'll keep you posted as to what happens.